Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Wednesday. It's an icy Wednesday. Be careful out there. That's the very first thing we got to tell you. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is here. Jeff Hathorn, he'll be joining us in just a little while as he is in for Jim all week. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's slippy. That's how it is.
Yeah. It is. It is slippy out. So be careful out there. What am I looking at here? Okay. No, I'm just reading the newspaper. I'm getting caught up. I was looking at the food section, this Instapot thing.
Yeah. I love that thing.
I do, although I get skeptical. You know what? It takes up a lot of space in the counter.
Yeah, you gotta find a spot to hide it somewhere.
And I don't use it all that much. We have when we got it, like right when the Instapot craze started. Couple years ago,
yeah.
Got it. There was one of those Amazon Prime days where it was like half off or whatever.
Right.
We probably don't use it as much as we thought we would. And every time I take it off, I feel like the lid is going to blow off.
Yeah.
And it's going to fly through the ceiling.
Sounds like a nuclear weapon is incoming.
But the stuff is good and it cooks very fast. It's just when I bought the Instant Pot, I thought that it would be used much more frequently.
Yeah.
And I have gone back. Do you have one, Producer Matt? I see you looking.
My mom just got us one for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to ask you guys, what do you make with it?
Anything. Chicken.
Yeah. Anything you would put in a crock pot and spend 8 hours waiting for, there's a good chance you can do it in the Instant Pot.
Correct.
Okay.
Like homemade mac and cheese. Oh.
I have found now with the Instant Pot, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not here to like dog the Instant Pot because it really is good and it serves a purpose. And the stuff tastes really good. I normally we've gone back to just using the crock pot because I'm not in a hurry to make dinner.
Right.
And I kind of like the smell of the house, like with the crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
Just the smell of the house. So I put on like chicken or I put on whatever it is and just kind of let it be all day.
It. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so
if you have the time to do that, you're right. That's the better way to do it. But the Instant Pot is a whole lot better when you look up and you're like, I got 45 minutes to get dinner ready.
Yeah.
Let's
see, I really don't run into that quandary. So that's a thing, too. Like, time isn't that much of an issue. During the weekdays, I start dinner at, like, 12:30.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I get home for good, I'll chop the stuff up, make it, start to prep the stuff, and then cook right before it's time to eat. Or a lot of times we do it on Sundays. Like, we'll prep a lot of the vegetables and things. And then on the weekends, we'll do crock pot stuff.
Right.
It definitely serves a purpose. I'll tell you though, we probably use it once a month, the Instant Pot. And it does, there's no way to make it smaller in that cabinetry. Like it's almost like
there's not a lot of stuff you can stack inside of it.
No.
Yeah, because the crazy lid.
The other thing like that is the KitchenAid mixer that every wife has to have.
Yes.
That thing takes up a lot of space, and it's probably only used five times a year,
if
maybe.
If that.
And it takes up an inordinate amount of space in either the pantry, underneath the cabinetry, somewhere. So those are the two things. But nonetheless, I just saw it because I noticed it in the Post-Gazette this morning. There's like Instant Pot meals. And
okay.
I think we're beyond the point of inventing new ones. Like, we know what's out there. You know, the one pot stuff. There's nothing really new can be had.
Well, it's not without experimentation, I would think.
Right. And I don't have time for it in life.
Right.
Like, I know what I like. I don't want to Instant Pot.
I'm not going to just throw a bunch of stuff in there and hope that everything comes out all right 20 minutes later.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
What's your position on the air fryer?
I've never had anything from it. The air fryer.
Phenomenal.
I don't really eat fried, so it's fried stuff?
It could be something as simple as, like, I don't know, if you got, like, frozen chicken nuggets that the kids like to eat, and normally maybe you'd fire them in the microwave for a couple minutes, but then they come out, like, all soggy.
Okay.
You put it in the air fryer, comes out nice and crispy. So like your frozen stuff that you might put in the microwave, whether it's, like I said, chicken nuggets for the kids or something else, you put it in that air fryer, and it does. It comes out nice. You don't use it. You don't use it a ton, but when it's called for, it works out nicely.
Okay. Oh, by the way, producer Matt, you know that guest I told you at 8:30? 8:33, make it, because he's got to do something for his work.
All right.
Okay, can we do 8:33?
Ron
Smiley going to join us at 8:33.
Look out.
And tell us about the... Because you know what? People are dogging him about what goes into the weather. He's on TV right now.
Yeah.
And I want him to tell us what goes into a forecast.
How many models are there?
Yeah, seriously. I want to know. I want to know how it goes from 16 inches to an inch and a half. And he... It's time to get some answers from the man. So there's that. You know where I was today at 4:27 this morning? No, 3:27 this morning.
What?
The casino.
Oh, my God.
I had to cash my ticket from the weekend.
Matt.
You degenerate.
Matt, the downward spiral is beginning.
No, it's the time I have most able to go. I'm already up. I'm on my way. It is essentially on the way.
Paint the picture for me of Rivers at 3:27 in the morning.
Okay, so I didn't know whether to pull into the valet part or the regular parking.
Right.
So I kind of looked, because I was stopped at the red light there, at the end of Reedsdale or whatever it is, and I said, well, I'm not going to go. It didn't look like there was much shaking. There was a couple cabs and stuff. I said, I'm just going to go to the parking lot. So I went up to the sixth floor of the parking lot.
Okay.
Just a few cars. I go in. I ask the guys, the security guy and the... There's a security man, and then like a uniform security guy, and then like a greeter kind of guy, right when you go in at the bottom of the elevators.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I might do this every so often on my way to work at about this time on the weeknight.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best thing to do? He said, well, you can't leave your car unattended outside. I go, oh, I understand that. Like, it's a security
basic
issue.
Basic security concern.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I'm not trying to ask for that. And he said, and plus, it's sporadic, like valet. And you don't want to pay $5, because I have like that player's card or whatever,
okay,
you know, that you sign up for. And I think valet's $5 or whatever. He said, you don't want to pay $5 if you're just running in for a couple minutes. He said, to be honest with you, the best thing to do is just pull up in the garage, because you're going to get a spot close to the elevator.
Right.
I said, okay, well, thank you for that. And so I went over to the kiosk, because the sports book is closed. Mm-hmm. You know, when the last game is finished, it's
nobody's standing at the counter hanging out.
No. And I didn't expect that, because it's not the way it works. It's not staffed 24 hours a day. But I thought that my winning ticket would be... Here's a tip for people, for after-hours people. I thought, because in some places in Vegas, your winning ticket, you could just put right in the machine, in the kiosk.
And it'll cash out for you.
Correct. You can't use that in the machine. You can't just, like, my winning ticket from the New Orleans... Oh, wait. New Orleans over-under from last week. No. What game?
Colts Chiefs
over-under that was under because it was snowy. I bet the under. I had that ticket that was a winner. I just went to put it in the kiosk. It doesn't take. So you walk up to the cage, to the cashier's cage, and I gave it to the nice lady. I said, the sports book is closed, ma'am. Can I cash this? She goes, oh, yeah, no problem. And I said, do you know if the technology... She goes, yeah, I don't know. She said, this is the easiest way to do it anyway. She's super nice. Gave me my cash. I walked back over to the kiosk, and it's 3-something in the morning now. It's 3:35 in the morning at this point. 24 hours a day. Bang, money in the kiosk. I bet a game for this week.
Okay.
I took the Saints.
All right. 3.5 points. Okay.
I like the Saints at home. I think that Goff maybe might not be able to deal with the noise.
A little shook. Yeah.
And I didn't bet all the money that I'd won. I put some in my pocket. I actually put half in my pocket and put half back in the machine.
There
I'm still
go.
Ahead of the game.
Okay.
And that was that. It was real simple.
Anybody
process.
Else at the kiosks at the same time?
Not one person.
Wow.
So Not one person.
We found the only downtime is between 3 and 4 a.m. on a weeknight.
Uh-huh. So that happened. There were a lot of people playing Pai Gow. I noticed that. I mean, I think 2 Pai Gow tables were full.
Wow.
There was a craps table that was full. I noticed people in the poker room, it looked like. There was nobody in the high limit slots, which is not that I go there, but there was nobody there. But there was if I were to say, everybody run to the middle of the room, and I'm going to count you up, I bet there were 200 people there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a decent number of people.
On a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Yeah, at 3:30 in the morning.
What you would think is probably the slowest time of the week.
That's got to be it, yeah.
Tuesday into Wednesday, at that time.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was in, I was out. The guys couldn't be nicer. You know, that's the other thing with the Rivers. No matter who you ask, they're there to answer your question and be nice to you.
I've never had a problem at all with anything there.
So it was good. I went in. The kiosk, yeah.
In the morning, trip to the casino.
I put the money in, and I'm like, this needs to work because I don't want to have to call somebody, have them come over. My money's half in.
Now you're wasting time. You're trying to be quick in and out.
Yes, and it was as simple as can be.
Look at that.
Yeah, and I'm not. He might be great. Their defense is actually good. It's not great.
Yes.
Look up all the stats. Like Aaron Donald's great, but their defense is like 18th or something.
I mean, is there any doubt, though, that the Pittsburgher rooting interest this weekend is Chiefs-Rams?
Oh, none. None at all. That's why I went Saints. Because I just, at home, they're such a different football team. But that kiosk, it makes it easy. 1-800-GAMBLER. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It does make it easy. You just walk in.
Have that number handy, Matt.
I do like it, though. It was, you know, I'm terrible at technology. I almost got in a fight with one of my good friends. I didn't almost get in a fight with him. He almost beat the hell out of me. We were in Vegas one time, and I didn't know how to use Uber. And he's like, get it on your phone.
Just get the app.
My buddy Todd Edmonds, he lives in Sewickley. He was like, I am going to choke you out. We were going to this other place off the strip. And he's like, how do you not know how to use Uber? You're the dumbest idiot. I see your pictures of where you work, and there's all computer screens and microphones and buttons, and you don't know how to use Uber. And I'm like, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know technology. I hate it.
I don't know what this little thing is in my hand that I'm supposed to push the screen, and
Todd
it does
was
stuff.
Like, if we're late for this thing, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. And I'm like, hey, man, just it's on your phone. Do it on yours. And so when I walked up to that kiosk to bet the game the first time, this was like last week,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm, like, getting sweats. I'm like, oh, I'm going to hit this, and then it's like flying a spaceship for me. Is it going to take off? Am I at Cape Canaveral? Like, it felt like I was inside a spaceship. Then it was just a couple big buttons. Bet this team, this much money.
Done.
I'm like, whew. And I looked at my ticket, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got it right. And I walked away, and now I'm like, I feel good about myself. I know how to use technology. You're starting
to pick up some things.
If they allowed minors in there, I'd take my 7-year-old son. He'd be like, what do you want? You want Chiefs? You want Colts? You want this parlay? Like, he knows nothing about it, but he would know how to work that machine. Like,
yeah.
Nothing.
Just push the buttons for me, buddy.
I'm terrible. Anyway, so that's that. Darren Dreger, he's feeling better now. We went to have him last week, and he got the flu.
He's above the weather now, no longer under it?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. We have him at 7:30. Ray Fittipaldi, we have him at 8. Ron Smiley, it's time to do some answering. Meteorology, it's time for these guys. I said yesterday on the pre-show, it's time for some accountability for their ass. And Ron Smiley's coming on at 8:30 to have some accountability. We're friendly with him. We're going to ask him exactly what goes into this because it's all over the place, this forecast. 16 inches and then minus 9 inches of snow.
Maybe a little bit of rain.
Yeah, which one is it? So how do you arrive at that? And we're asking him that at 8:30. Big variety show today. Hathorny's in for Colony. We're going to have fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.